Welcome to
Bamarama. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Bam Bamarama. My name is Adrian Estrada.
My name is Jackson Grist.
And today we're talking about our fake movie trailer.
We made a fake movie trailer.
That's right. Coming up in about a week from today, or actually less than a week from today.
It'll be this weekend on the release of this.
Yeah,
right?
So Texas Frightmare Weekend is coming up. And they have a film festival. Now, we're not doing a feature, which they do.
They do a feature, but you have to have your feature done in long in advance. So maybe I can't say next year, because I think that
we would have to be now.
Yeah. We would be turning it in like this week. But maybe in 2 years we could put something in it. That'd be pretty tight.
Yeah. So we were able to fulfill our promise to ourselves, get our 2-ish minute. It's actually a minute 48 runtime with credits, a minute 52 or so.
Yeah.
We fulfilled our promise to ourselves, which was just getting it there. But what did it take, Jack? What did it take to get there?
It took a lot of work to make a one. What'd you say? 140? 1 minute 40 seconds.
Yeah, 148 is the full.
It took a long time to make that. It took probably, what did you say the footage added up to? 6 hours of footage?
No, it wasn't 6 hours.
Three?
We shot about an hour and 45 total of footage.
So like almost 1,000%?
Well, no, I guess that's not true either. Yeah, so it's hard to say. I don't recall, but it may be 3 hours altogether.
So 3,000%. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm not good at math. If you are, tell me what the percentage is.
I mean, let's just take the days, right? How many days did we take out of our schedule to make that, right?
I don't remember. I mean, I think we filmed on kind of a half day. No, we filmed one full day, right?
But arguably, it took a week to set up.
There was a lot of setup. We took my sunroom, which is kind of where my dogs hang out when
it's a typical windowed little room, but it's done with like commercial materials. It's like the windows are commercial style business windows.
Yeah, it's really odd. The door and the windows were done with commercial stuff, and this is a house.
But it helps. It helps with what we were looking for. We didn't have to go anywhere, rent anything.
It opens up for creativity. We didn't have to bug a landlord to see if we could get something for a day.
Yeah, because it just looks like a different room.
Yeah.
We dolled it up with some... I'm not going to get too into it because I want to tease our Patreon. A lot of behind the scenes stuff is on Patreon. Even some mid moment filming. We address the camera stuff for you guys. A little playful.
And we're going to put, I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. You finish your statement.
Well, I was just getting at that. We're going to have some more playful stuff in there, but really this project has been our Patreon starter.
Yes.
And before we release it, I want to have it on Patreon only for a little bit. It's only $1 a month, guys. We're not like trying to gouge you for, you know, even $5 a month.
Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, there's some truth to that, right?
Right. But no, right now, first of all, we are still getting used to putting the extra content on Patreon. We wouldn't think it was fair to charge more than $1.
Right.
I mean, you can even argue that right now $1 is too much to spend on it. And I'll hear the argument, but I'm not going to change it.
I'll understand that, but I will argue that regardless of your stances, by the time the festival has filmed or featured this or told us, no, get out of here, you can't be, you know, featured in this, that's the time it'll be on Patreon.
Yeah, we'll put it. Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to put it before? I think we should launch it the day after. Can we do that? Can we schedule
that's
it on
what I'm
Patreon?
Saying, yeah. So I'm going to, you know, we're going to finish it up. We've got maybe some crowd sound to record.
Right. So
but let's talk more about that.
I was going to say, well, real quick before we get into that, just to say the fake movie showcase is Friday night at Texas Frightmare Weekend, which what's the date for that Friday?
17th and 18th, I believe.
So the 17th. So we'll have this live on the Patreon on the 18th.
Let's just say that regardless of 17th, 18th, all that it's going to be up on the following Monday.
Okay, sure. So the following Monday after, that's a fair assessment.
It's a Sunday midnight Monday release. So that midnight.
So if you want to see us doing something super creative and do our trailer, please subscribe to our Patreon. Pay a dollar to see it.
This is definitely the most serious thing we've tried.
Yeah, yeah, because we tried to do the short film contest. We ran out of time for that one with the finger.
Oh, yeah, the finger.
Which we used. Can I say that? We used the prop that we made for that, the finger,
yeah,
in this.
Yeah, so we made some fake blood, which some of that's in the... It's not. I'm not telling you that you're going to get to watch me stir the fake blood, but you get to see a little bit more of it because it's not jumping camera shots and stuff like that.
Right.
So I think what would be fun is for anybody that is like, okay, fine, I'll subscribe to your Patreon for $1 a month when the trailer drops.
Right.
Right, which is, you know, Monday the 19th or 20th or whatever it actually lands on.
That's
Let's just
fine.
Say somebody's holding off for that. The cool thing is that all the stuff that's in there is still worth looking at.
I think so.
After watching it, because again, you know, the trailers, it's a horror trailer. It's a fake horror movie.
It's a fake horror trailer.
There's a lot of, you know, dodginess, you know, shifting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tone set with the music. And again, I want to really talk about that.
Right.
You know, Jack got to lay down a piano score for it. And
that was a lot of fun. Giving a little bit of a dream I've always had, honestly. There was a point in time in my life, and honestly, I would welcome it again. I wanted to go get my master's in composition, and everyone was like, why do you want to do that? And I was like, I think it'd be cool to write film trailers. I don't know if obviously you don't need that master's, but I actually love writing, and so I wanted to study it. But there was that goal for a while.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kind of got to fulfill a dream on a small scale.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to help, you know, with the parts that I could help with. And,
absolutely.
And the things that we did with it.
Well, I'll say your
sound engineering.
Your sound engineering on it saved my brain headache at one point. I won't lie. I was.
Yeah, I mean, it's just those little things that, especially with sound. Sounds are waveforms, right? So it's not start and stop as people right. would like to translate. It's
yeah.
waveform crescendo and then, you know, descend, right? Like it's like a literally a buildup and then, you know, and I say it like that because of the shape, you know, I don't mean the
right, yeah,
the move, but what I'm saying is you gotta, I'm not saying, you know, toot my own, I'm saying is it's crazy, like it's tough. It's scary to look at. It's overwhelming.
It is. But no, I mean, you should toot your own horn. Be proud of what you did. You did a lot of good work.
Thank you. I'm really proud of it. Again, I think we've got just maybe some crowd work to throw in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the crowd work you wanted to talk about. We're just trying to figure out how to make some background noise for a diner scene.
I say we go to the mall, like no joke, and just record. Like,
honestly,
not say anything to each other, just walk casually, let some of the people talking in the distance be our thing, and then dinner or something, go to a restaurant, and then get a you know.
I think we could do that. And yeah, we can bring our little recorder that we use
yeah.
most of the time and just, you know, I think need to double check the laws and everything. But I think all of that's legal and good. Like we're not recording an individual for defamation, but you better watch what you say.
I don't know.
I think it's fine.
But that would be optimal if we could get that. If not, I would stand proud on where it's at.
I agree with you. I think right now where it's at, it is turn-in-able.
And you know what's the fun thing is we did what I would call minor Foley. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
So some of the like the door, I'm not going to go close and open a door when we have a door sound. I'm going to tweak the door sound.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a natural door sound, and then I've got the other door sound expanded, and I've got all sorts of stuff
right.
going to make it pop.
And I mean, I think I could be wrong. I think, you know, originally they cut all the sound for movies and all the sound for TV shows, and you had all the artists, or yeah, all the different engineers and artists replacing all this stuff, and that's where Foley came from originally. Which, if y'all don't know, not to mansplain anything, but Foley is the sounds that make it sound believable and real. It's the sounds of your clothes. It's the sounds of your feet walking, like door shutting, things like that. But I would imagine nowadays, Foley artists aren't replacing very many door noises and things like that. I think that's probably captured on set and recorded in a way that
maybe
they can actually keep it.
Right?
Sure, sometimes. I think a lot of the times, I think one of my favorite Foley scenes I ever saw was from, I think, Terminator 3.
Mm.
And it was a Foley artist was specifically kind of mimicking Schwarzenegger's movements with like leather and some chains that she had like wrapped. Yeah, to get the way the weapon he was holding would sound against his leather jacket, because he's wearing a leather jacket. So they're trying to recreate that as opposed to, I'm like, door shutting, probably already there. Or that may even be a sound engineer, or not sound engineer, the sound design side. Yeah. I don't know.
But we did get some real Foley in there.
We
did. For instance, it's very minor, and this is not the only one, but it's my favorite one because I got it on the first try. That's right? Why. But there's the squeaking of the barber chair.
Oh, yeah.
The foot pedals moving. Remember, like that little, and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you recall.
That didn't happen in real life.
No, it did not. It doesn't happen. That thing does not squeak. That chair, I tried to make it squeak to get some sounds out of it so we could do what you're talking about, like use some of the natural sounds and then heighten them, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't. It makes some noise, but nothing cool. Nothing, you know, impactful.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite ones. Be on the lookout for that whenever you go subscribe to our Patreon. And try to figure out any of the other Foley in there that one definitely stands out. I'm not going to let you know the next one, so that you guys can, you know, pick it out. It definitely stands out. You probably know what it is. It's near the end, if not at the very end. Other than that, I think it's kind of safe to talk about, you know, future plans.
I think so.
We've got June 1st, guys. Don't forget that the music festival's still on. We've got Here Lies the Hero headlining, so it's going to be a very exciting show.
Yeah, we have a lot of people showcasing, people you have seen on the podcast. Nightmare Canvas, Mia Lissette.
Yeah, Jacob Renee. It's just going to be a really fun time. It's only $10.
Only $10. We will
family friendly.
We will have an Eventbrite made up. We'll put the link for that in here if you want to pre-order tickets. Yes, and we're going to make sure it's family friendly. We're going to try to have some activities. I don't want to get into details because we got to make sure everything's safe and good. But we want to have activities so that if you are a parent and you don't want to get a babysitter. Just especially if there's only 2 or 3 hours you want to spend here, you don't see the need to get a babysitter, you'll be able to bring your kids.
Still have stuff to do and keep them entertained while you're listening to the music. Absolutely. It's going to be right there. Jacob Grenet is going to be doing some tarot readings. We've got Grant the Happy Hippie out there with some really nice designs on his, it's not just tie-dye, it's things. So watch our episode with Grant the Hippie if you don't understand what I mean by that and you want a quick... Just at least watch the first 10 minutes of it. Yeah. You'll get a really good understanding of what I mean by things. He's got stuff.
We'll put the card of that up here somewhere for the link if you want to find it. It'll also be in the description.
But yeah, so he'll be there making with a lot of his creations. And of course, the music in general is going to be great. We've also got DJ Dalen Keys going to be keeping you occupied in between bands. And he's just not just entertaining. He's a hilarious guy. So you're going to have a great time at this place.
The goal of this is to give us something more to do in Midland, Odessa area. We know all of us talk about how there's nothing to do here. So trying to make something to do for one day at least. And then also we're trying to showcase local musicians. Something that, not to be rude, but I'm going to call you out a little bit, Midland, Odessa. We got artistic people here. We need to showcase them. We need to see them. We need to support them. So please come. Watch and enjoy some local art.
We're not asking you to stick around all day, but it is very nice to see people while you're performing. So please do the courteous thing and hang around for a bit if you do join us. Thank you so much for your time on that matter.
Yeah.
But I think the next thing to talk about is what's past that. You know, we've got VidCon coming around the corner. We're going to go hang out at an AEW thing just for, you know, a personal outing soon.
I think that outing's actually right before the festival. But still, still something coming up for us as of right now. And that's going to be super fun.
But yeah, so we're going to VidCon. Part of VidCon is so that we can invest ourselves more into this and develop better tactics. But I guess more seamless video, more entertaining videos.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We don't really get a whole lot of comments from you guys. And we're hoping that you get some more.
Yeah. Please start commenting. Like, for many, many reasons. I'm going to be completely transparent. First of all, commenting on our videos helps us out algorithm-wise and puts our videos in front of other people like you. It also gives your opportunity to let us know that you like something we did or you didn't like something we did.
Yeah, we're just trying to get better.
Yeah. We'll try to make new content for you. I know that might sound cheesy and corny, but I mean, you're the audience. Yeah. We got to give you what you like.
But and going back to some of the, like, our old Weaselings, we still got to plan out music videos for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope and think and I believe that with this movie trailer, we get some nibbles of communication.
Yes.
And some movement on some of that. Not saying that it was, you know, all everybody else, but, you know, it helps stoke the fire.
Right. We also have, and I hope it's okay that I say this, we have two other horror movie ideas. One that's scripted.
We already have scripted, he means.
Yeah, we already have
a professional writer that helped give us notes.
Yes. And we have another one that's honestly, I mean, still has a lot of work to be done, but I do believe could be filmed in a year if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you give me the time and we'll get that done.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that stuff's in a way right around the corner, or at least able to be right around the corner.
But with that means the potential for shift in what we're already aiming at. I mean, those types of projects take us away from these little things, and not like we've got a huge YouTube presence, but this is where we're at.
This is where we're at. We are trying to build our YouTube presence.
Yeah.
So hopefully VidCon will help us out with that, and hopefully Frightmare Weekend will help us out with our indie film.
Street cred.
Whatever you want to call it.
I highly recommend checking out some of the, at least like 2023 trailers as well. There's some really fun ones in there.
Yeah.
We abstained from doing so until we were pretty close to finish. I think it was like 2 days ago we actually looked.
I don't remember. It was this last weekend.
We had finished the score to an idea, meaning he had put it out there, but we hadn't made a solid one.
Right.
But we had already knew where we were going. And then we were like, all right, let's go watch these trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we got a lot of good ideas for our end credits on that.
We did. Yeah, because that's one thing. I don't know where your mind was at. And I don't, that might be rude. I didn't mean to say it that way. My mind had completely blanked on the fact that trailers have an end credit. So when I saw that, I was like, oh, yeah, we need that.
One thing I was worried about and we've implemented was just our names.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little worried that it would feel pretentious or douchey, you know, or something. After watching those, I don't think so. I think what we've got, and again, we could turn it in what we've got right now, and I'd feel fine.
Absolutely. There's just one thing we wanted to add, right? Just one? Maybe two.
Sure.
But we'll see. But you know, yeah, as of right now, it's 100% something we could turn in, be happy, and be fine. No, but I don't think putting our names at the beginning is pretentious. I think when I think about it, and I didn't notice it that night that we were watching the trailers. When I think about it though, it's about 50-50 whether trailers have those or not. But I think some of my favorite trailers did have them. Like Buffalo 66. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen Buffalo 66, but I love that trailer. And now that I bring that up, I need to see that movie.
I don't even know what that is.
No? It was it's very Tarantino-esque. I don't know if it's a Tarantino film. I don't think it is. I think I saw the trailer on the Pulp Fiction VHS back in the day.
Hmm.
I think that's where I saw it. Maybe we'll watch that after this.
Sure.
So
going back to the process, what it took, what it's taking, you know, we spent one full day with Grant as our camera guy.
Mm-hmm.
We spent another full day essentially between the initial day and all the extra afternoons of repairing and creating the set. So I still call that a week, really.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, we probably built the set a little too early, but...
Well, we were trying to get it done earlier.
We're also trying to, yeah, we were planning on recording earlier. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, weather got in the way. So, yeah, I guess we were right on time. I just forgot about that one, the schedule change. But, yeah, so repairing it a few times. And then finally, what was it, like 3 days before we did have our shoot scheduled, that half of it fell down and we're like, we're going to fix that the night before.
Yeah.
Screw that, because it's just going to fall down again.
Yeah. It was a pain.
It was rough. And you'll see when you watch the trailer, You'll see what we're talking about. We don't want to talk about how we dressed up the set too much because we don't want to give too much away. But you'll see why it could have fallen apart after a few days.
You might even notice where it had, and we, like, there's one reshoot. Like, there's three scenes for the one reshoot day. And you might notice the inconsistencies.
There's a few. I mean, but that, honestly, inconsistencies are so...
everywhere.
Happened so often. I know right now there's someone watching this, even, you know, whether this is one of our videos that gets 10 views or if it's a video that gets 100 views, but maybe it'll video that gets 50,000. There's at least one person who watches this going to be like, I can think of five inconsistencies in big movies. I mean, I know I can. But granted, most of them were even pointed out to me. Like, I hardly ever notice those things. Most of the time, if I notice any inconsistency, it's a boom mic. Because that's obviously not supposed to be there. That's really mostly what I notice.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you compare it to the multi-million dollar things that are out there with maybe even more problems than just things here or there, I feel okay.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when those sets have a person and or persons.
Yeah, they have a
dedicated just to that.
Yeah, they have like a continuity director.
And
who
for you and me
is still fallible. Like,
yeah, yeah. But for you and me, it was just you, me, and on one day, Grant.
Yep.
Other than that, we've had to try to, you know, hunt down our own loose threads and stuff. And that's what made it fun.
Absolutely.
The potential for it to go just to shit. And we're just like, oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
And we're just juggling it. I loved it.
It was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun. I like being creative. I'll be honest too, I also like being an actor. There is another short film that I got to act in, just to talk about it a little bit. I'm not gonna go into details, but I do remember one of the directors of that asked me, he was like, do you just feel like a puppet? Because I was just doing everything I was told to do. And I was like, honestly, it's kind of nice. I didn't have to make any decisions for a couple hours. So sometimes I like that. So yeah, sometimes we had those moments where, no, actually a lot of this, you were in charge of a lot of it. And I didn't mind one bit.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. That's okay. That's I guess it's kind of a problem with it when it comes to these things, is that I'm a half-assed decent artist, like when it comes to sketching. I can get most of my ideas out. Even if it's not pretty, you can tell what I'm drawing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the storyboard, I think it was a little easier for us to get some stuff done.
Yeah.
But in the end, if you can't read in my mind...
Which had happened a few times. We had a few of those conversations where I was like, he's telling me to do that. I don't know what he's saying.
Right. And so that's where you have those near, like, everyone freaking out. And it's where the difference maker is where you, internally each of you has to say... We're trying to talk through this.
Yeah.
There's not a fight here. This is just a, what are we trying to get done? How does it happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
And personally, the whole time I was just reminding myself, like, no matter what, if he yells at me or if I yell at him or whatever, you got to go back to square one and go, wait. It's just because we're trying to make this. There's a haste.
Yeah.
And I don't think we ever fought. I can't think of any time.
I don't think so either. Not on this project. I know we argued during the only argument I remember us arguing about during a project was when we were setting up for Power Ranger shoot.
Oh, about time?
Yeah. I think there's been more arguments than that and fights, but I don't, that's just the one that stands out.
Sure.
But I don't know.
But on that same, I mean, that's just part of it. You know, I'm not saying that we know something all of a sudden because we did, you know, this one little thing,
right.
But you do learn.
You do learn.
And if you're out there watching and listening and saying, man, I've always wanted to try that. What's the difference maker between these? The difference maker between anybody that makes it and who doesn't is the being afraid to be vulnerable / looking stupid.
Right.
And then being able to work out your little problems like that.
I saw a TikTok today. And I'm not super happy with how it's worded, but I get what it's saying. It was something like, the only difference between you and the people you're jealous of is that they started.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, most of the time, people are they rib on you or they give you guff mostly because you're doing something they didn't do.
Yeah.
And or aren't doing to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
They're slacking, and that's why they want to give you shit.
Absolutely.
That's like human nature. I mean, you know, that's almost any shrink would tell you.
I get that. But, you know, I'll tell you right now, one of the things, there was a moment a couple years ago where I was very down on myself about how Jackson's Lost Cause went and where Jackson's Lost Cause was at the point in time. And it was very odd because at that point in time, my favorite podcast, which is Armchair Expert, which had pretty much only interviewed actors and then some sort of, you know, expert on their experts on expert day. They went through like 4 weeks of having musicians on there. And I won't lie, I didn't listen to those episodes because I was like, I don't want to hear this because I'm just going to hear people who got to be successful when I'm not happy with what happened with my songwriting stuff. Ooh. And in hindsight, like, you know, the real difference between me and those people was they put more effort in it than I did, honestly.
In theory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's always exceptions to any rule.
Yeah.
But for the better part, that's usually true.
Yes.
Or they put it in the right direction and, you know, we're mistaken, right? Sometimes that's also the case.
Yeah.
We harp on ourselves more than anything, I think. I think a great example of that is playing only local shows and touring once or twice, maybe 5 to 10 times in your lifetime. I hate to tell you, that's not the right direction.
No.
You know, even back then, before the internet was a big thing, that still wasn't the right direction.
Some of the worst bands have... I don't want to say it that way.
Unexpected bands.
Unexpected bands have made it because they started touring full time when they were 19.
That's correct.
And by the time they're almost in their mid-20s, they got there.
But it's not just that. It's also that they did merch the right way,
mm-hmm.
which again, this is another, you know, a self-reflection, but a thing I see all the time, and it's the truth. Most bands aren't doing that right.
Yeah.
Most people don't sell their merch right, whether it's bands or, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea how to sell merch. I won't lie. I made like 2 shirts that I think were cool. I actually have some shirt designs in my email. New Jackson's Lost Cause shirts coming soon.
Well, a big thing I think about it is, you know, people like to do the bundle thing for shirts, right? You can buy 2 for $20 or 1 for $15. Or something close to that, right? You hear that a lot with band shirts.
I never did that, but I would have, like, if people... I think I let people haggle with me that way. And I think I let that happen.
Mm.
But I didn't, like, yeah, it wasn't, like, on the wall or anything. Wall.
But I think a big part of it, too, is that, you know, most band shirts look like band shirts.
Yeah.
And... most of the time that I've experienced seeing the successful ones, their band shirts didn't look like band shirts.
That's the thing. Okay, so
someone made those shirts properly.
I had a friend, and actually it's a mutual friend of ours, who was in the music industry for a while and was a tour manager for a few bigger bands. I'm not going to say names. I'm just leaving it at that. But he told me one time, he was like, when you design a shirt for your band, whether it has your name on it or not, you have to make sure that people want that, whether they like your music or not.
Yeah. You got to make a good shirt, too.
Yeah.
Not just a good band shirt. And that's, I like the distinction that he's specifying on that, because that's what I'm getting at.
It's absolutely. Like, because
you can't make a comic book cover.
No.
Put your band name on it and then put it on a shirt and say it's cool. It could be cool to make a comic book cover band shirt.
If you make a cool comic book cover shirt, yeah.
Right. Do you hear the distinction between those two?
Yeah.
Just because the concept is cool and you did the concept doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
So you could be the most educated person on the concept of making a great graphic, a very captivating graphic, but that doesn't translate to t-shirt every time, nor does it translate to signs, nor does it translate to logos, etc.
You mean Signs, like the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Thought so.
And that's why aliens are real.
Yes.
So get your foil hats on, guys, and make sure that you don't forget to stick that butter up your ass,
yep.
because that's really what lubes you into the next dimension.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm terrible. Literally, anytime someone says Signs, that's where my mind goes. It's, like,
it's a very Adrian thing to
alien,
do.
Like,
you know, talking about one thing, but then you...
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you just tried to give me shit about that the other day. I'm just giving it back. Do the same thing all the time.
That's funny.
It's funny. It's good times. That's what friends are for, is ribbing each other.
That's right.
Anything else?
I think that's it. We got, there's still a lots to come. Don't forget, check out our unscripted and scripted comedy on Thursdays on our YouTube page. Mondays is when our podcasts come out, and you can watch that on YouTube. You can also watch it on Spotify and listen to it anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts.
Guys, whether you like it or not, Patreon helps us.
Yes.
So we know it's a lot to ask, but it's a little bit to give in that way.
It's a dollar.
It's a dollar. We are respectfully asking you to go do that shit. No, but please consider it. Also, get in there in the comments. Yeah. Make sure that you subscribe. If you're already subscribed, you've already made a few comments, please consider sharing this with a friend.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we do thank you all so much. We're very grateful for where we're at already.
Oh, real quick, before we move on from Patreon, I would like to go ahead and start calling out Patreon subscribers and thank them for subscribing. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you, Jackson.
For subscribing.
Subscribe. We'll probably have to get canceled after that one.
Right?
We love you guys.
We love y'all.
See you soon.